The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're watching a Highwire Media podcast. Thank you for joining me, because we are going to take our brains, go through every single WWE champion on the main roster, and decide who is going to beat them. Obviously, if we're right, because we're a unit now, we will celebrate like the nerds we are. We're going to start off with the Women's Intercontinental Championship. Obviously, Lyra Valkyria only just won this, which is very, very cool. It's awesome that she kind of got called up last year, then got lost in the shuffle a bit. Now she's back with a vengeance in 2025. A lot of people are not going to agree with me, and that's totally fine. I do think she should hold it all the way to WrestleMania. I don't think it needs to have a super duper whooper long reign. I'm a little bit worried that sometimes companies feel like you have to do that. Otherwise, you're hot potatoing the belt around. But it all comes down to stories, and it all comes down to feeling the crowd. Sometimes you just know when it is time to change a title. And this is why I do believe Becky Lynch will be coming back at the Royal Rumble. Kind of feels like there are other people that have to take up the world title scene at the moment. So I would say, Becky, you're a huge star, one of the biggest stars we have. Could you please go down into the mid area for now? We'll light a fire under your ass. Therefore, you light a fire under Lyra's belt. That last part was totally gibberish. But the point is, I think we should do Lyra versus Becky at WrestleMania for two very big reasons. First, even though it's kind of a face versus face, I don't think Lyra loses anything if she's defeated by Becky Lynch. Second, it can tie into a story that connects to their NXT program. When Becky went down to NXT, she became the women's champion. And by the way, who just so happened to beat her for that belt? Lyra. That just works. I think we can allow her to lean a little bit into the narrative of, I beat you once before, Becky, and I'll do it again. As long as the verbiage is right and the promos work, I don't think that's going to turn Lyra into a super heel. In fact, I would argue that the best example of this is Roman Reigns, who walks around going, I'm the best, I'm the man, no one can beat me. And we all go, my gosh, you're the greatest person ever. So it certainly can be done. I just think that with these championships, you want banger matches, and you want the more general WWE audience to understand that they should care about these things. Look at the World Heavyweight Championship. Seth Rollins talked about this on Chris Van Vliet's Insight podcast. It took him a hell of a run, but now we're starting to see it as a world championship level belt. It's the same with any brand new title you introduce. Not the speed title, though. That's bizarre. Good for the speed title. I hope it's doing well, and I hope its family is fine. But I just like the idea on paper. Really, because Becky and Lyra had such good matches on NXT, why not take that and paste it onto WrestleMania? If we were going to get two nights of Mania, which of course we are until the end of time, I think you need to ensure you're putting some quote-unquote bangers on there. Of course, you want story stuff, WrestleMania moments, and drama, but sometimes you just need two people to go out there, treat it like a sport, and put on someone but a clinic. And I think we should have the title change as well, but you don't have to do it at WrestleMania. Now, this is kind of blurring into other booking ideas I have on this show, but I don't think you want to do the haha, not really, next show instead. You can have Lyra win on the biggest stage, then get the backlash or whatever the heck the next event is, and do the title change there. However, we are talking about the people that are going to take the belts off the current champions now, so I think Becky Lynch is going to beat Lyra to become the Women's Intercontinental Champion. We'll stick with the IC title for now and move on to the men's division. This one is just staring us in the face. And it ties into a story that's essentially been going on since Sheamus debuted. When was that? Let's see, what? 2009? Yeah, you can already see where this is going. Now, of course, the Satellites main event match. Now, of course, Saturday night's main event is happening in a couple of weeks. Anyways, I would do something where Sheamus loses or Ludwig Kaiser does something dumb and we get to WrestleMania. At that point, Sheamus says, look, this is the last time I'm going for that belt. If I don't win it, I'll draw a line under it and never challenge for it again, no matter who has it. And of course, he does win it. It doesn't harm Braun Breaker because let's be honest, Braun Breaker is going to be fine as long as you don't, I don't know, kidnap Braun Breaker's mom and hang her from a forklift or something crazy. There's nothing you can do to stop Braun Breaker's momentum, so essentially, keep Vince Russo away from WWE. I just think Sheamus deserves, which I know is a dumb term to use, but I do. It's the last thing he needs to do in his career. He just signed a 5-year deal, so I guess we've got another 5 years to get it done. But I'd rather we sort of tick this box now, let's get it out of the way, so it's not just sitting there waiting to creep up on us. That way we can allow Sheamus to go have amazing matches with everybody where titles don't even matter. Then the young blood come through and fight over the championships as well. This one may be my heart speaking over my head, but I think Sheamus at WrestleMania 41, whether it's night one or night two, it doesn't matter, should become the Intercontinental Champion. Even if he only holds it for 24 hours, it won't matter. There's so much more to it than that. It would just make me feel warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum. And this is why we watch wrestling. The Women's US Championship is a bit different because obviously Chelsea Green and Mia Yim are feuding at the moment. There are a few other people sniffling around and I think Jade Cargill could probably come back and have a pretty good feud with Chelsea Green. But as of a couple of weeks ago, we did tease the Piper Niven stuff. I was like, maybe we should just do that. Maybe this should just be a nice tale that goes all the way to WrestleMania as well. We've still got time. It's January 22nd. So we basically have 3 months to build something for WrestleMania. Now, it's a bit boring that all tag teams in wrestling fall out, but it doesn't really feel like WWE is going to do anything big with this Chelsea Green, Piper Niven storyline. So maybe this is the way to do it. They fall out. I mean, you're kind of walking a tightrope because people do like Chelsea Green. Does that mean Piper Niven accidentally becomes a de facto heel? Would that even matter? I don't know, but I was just thinking. Wouldn't it be nice if Piper Niven won a championship at WrestleMania 41 or whichever pay-per-view or PLE you want to do it at? She's kind of been an unsung hero for many, many years. I don't want to say she's always been in the background, that's not fair, but she's never really been given the opportunity to shine. And again, because this is a brand new belt and because we're having more quote-unquote smash into you sports styles IC title matches, maybe the Women's US Championship could lean more into story, narrative, and drama, things that keep bleeding out of my mouth. This one is just something I'd like to see, so we may as well put it out there. Ultimately, the cool thing with these brand new belts is that you can pick anyone. Again, Jade Cargill can do it. I think Bianca Belair should be going after the World Championship, but she'd have the same credibility as Becky Lynch. There will be other people thinking about Bayley, who's obviously going to get in the mix. I think Bayley should win it, but I don't think she should win it from Chelsea Green. I think that should be down the road. Or you could have Bayley win it first, or even Mia win it first, and then eventually Piper turns on someone. Again, we're trying to manifest stuff here, even though that's not going to happen, because I'm just an idiot spewing garbage on the internet. But I'm going to say Piper Niven defeats Chelsea Green. It's a bit of a long shot, but again, it does happen. We can nerd out about it because that's what we're here for. Now on to the Men's US Championship. For this one, I'm actually going to give you two possible outcomes and stretch it out a bit. LA Knight should absolutely win the belt back from Shinsuke Nakamura. Actually, I shouldn't say absolutely because that's a terrible word to use when it comes to wrestling, but LA Knight should win it back. Here's why. Right now, we're not really doing much with Shinsuke Nakamura. While I did enjoy his win at Survivor Series, I think we can kind of pull the trigger on a title change relatively soon to build towards LA Knight versus Jacob Fatu for WrestleMania. Yep, I'm stretching out a lot of title wins or changes to WrestleMania because that's the point of WrestleMania. It's meant to crown new stars. You're supposed to watch and think, oh my gosh, what are they going to do in 2025? And Jacob Fatu should be part of that conversation. LA Knight and Jacob Fatu have already fallen out, and I think they could have a tremendous match at WrestleMania 41. Don't forget, LA Knight obviously still has all the star power in the world, but Jacob Fatu is one for the future, much like Braun Breaker. I think Braun will probably win the IC title back eventually, and they're on a collision course. But in the meantime, I would have them running parallel to each other. Braun smashing it on Raw as the IC champion, and Jacob smashing it on SmackDown as the US champion. Maybe Jacob even beats Shinsuke Nakamura for the title, and we skip LA Knight altogether. But I think LA Knight needs to tie a bow on his feud with Nakamura before we move forward. Once Jacob Fatu wins the US championship, it's a drip-fed feed situation. You don't want to give him the world title too soon or move him into main events prematurely. We have all the time in the world for that, so it's about building momentum gradually. The best way to do that is to have Jacob Fatu slowly take over the Bloodline 2.0, which we're starting to see now. Maybe he even brings in some of the other Inouye family members who've been hired recently. Then you allow him to win the US championship, have banger feuds with it, and eventually transition into the world title scene. It's a lot like what we did with The Rock and Steve Austin in the late 90s. Not saying Jacob Fatu is going to be on their level, but remember when Austin and Rock were feuding over the IC title? It felt more important than the world title at times. Never forget that moment when Steve Austin said, "Nah, I don't want this title anymore," and gave the championship to The Rock because he was going after the world title. That worked out perfectly because they both had that aura. For 2025, I'd be hard-pressed to come up with someone more deserving than Jacob Fatu. The counterpoint to this is that it might feel too soon, but nothing is too soon in wrestling. Get stuff done. That's what I've learned as I've gotten older. The longer you take with something, the more risk you introduce. Jacob Fatu has already put in a year's, or close to it. He's over. He's the man. He's the best. Give him the US title now. Now let's talk about the Women's Tag Team Championships. Honestly, this one is almost impossible to predict because, once again, the titles have kind of vanished. If Naomi is going to be a bad guy since she attacked Jade Cargill recently, we do need to get those titles off of her and Bianca. That removes those three from the equation. You can't give the belts to Chelsea and Piper because they've spun off into their own direction. You could bring back the Iconics, which I'm desperate for. I even saw a tweet about it the other day. It did quite well that even Chelsea Green replied to it. I think Chelsea should be the leader of a new faction where the Iconics are our recruits, and they could certainly win the titles. But for now, I'd stick with Lash Legend and Ja'Kira Jackson. Really enjoyed what they did when they were on the main roster. So maybe this is a little test run before calling them back up from NXT permanently. If you do the title change, though, make sure it happens on SmackDown so the maximum number of people can see it. This prediction is a bit of a shot in the dark because, honestly, I struggled with this one. I sat here thinking, maybe there's a team I'm forgetting about. Which there probably is because I'm a massive idiot. It's why it's kind of mad that we got rid of Indy Hartwell because Indy and Candice LeRae easily could have fit into this position. But I'll go with Lash and Ja'Kara because, again, if you're going to call them up, don't stand on ceremony. Let's turn them into the biggest deals we possibly can. The men's Raw tag titles are a bit easier.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To predict. As of now, the New Day are back in action, and I think they need to go on a bit of a tear. They should be the ones to take on the War Raiders and win those titles. I love the War Raiders. Ivar and Eric have been through so much, and they're absolute inspirations. But purely from a story point of view, the New Day need to get their title match as quickly as we can to capitalize on what they did at the back end of 2024. This should be a long title run for the New Day, where Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston become the most dastardly awful villains in WWE. From now until the end of the year, they should cheat, pull the rug out from under people's feet, spit in their faces, metaphorically speaking, of course. They should do all this disgusting, heelish things possible to the point where eventually Big E comes back and costs them the championships. Even if Big E isn't medically cleared to return, it doesn't matter. He can pull a rope down, trip someone, or cause a distraction. I just think that would work perfectly. The New Day have to get their comeuppance eventually, but while they're being Sith Lords, Yes, I just said Sith Lords. I think we need to go all in with that. To do that, they need a prize, because that's just going to wind everyone up more. Of course, deep down, I'm secretly going to love them because I'm a terrible person. But I went through all the options, and I don't think you need to throw someone else into the mix. The War Raiders are super over as good guys, and people love them. Let's just fashion the story, get it done, and I generally think it could be pretty damn great. The SmackDown and tag team titles are much harder to predict because, as of now, DIY, Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa are the champions. However, they're technically feuding with a lot of teams. The Street Profits, Pretty Deadly, and even the Motor City Machine Guns. Let's break it down. I don't think you want to put the titles back on the Motor City Machine Guns just yet, although you could. Angel and Humberto, as good as they are, probably need a little more momentum before getting a run with the belts. And as for the Street Profits, well, one of them is injured, so they're out of the equation for now. My choice? Pretty Deadly. Here's why. At the moment, Pretty Deadly are portrayed as the lapdogs for Johnny Gargano and Ciampa. Even though DIY are clearly horrible, manipulative villains, Pretty Deadly have been made to look like cowards who are under their thumb. But Apollo Crews seems to have taken a liking to Kit Wilson and Elton Prince. Maybe Apollo can help them turn things around and actually win the championships. Now I know we're walking a fine line here, but if we want to give Pretty Deadly a bit of an edge without completely changing their personalities, they could pull off a surprise title win. They don't even have to hold the titles for very long. There are plenty of teams in the division, and we could always call up more talent from NXT to freshen things up. You could even build towards a big multi-team match at WrestleMania. Yes, I know that's similar to what we did last year, but it would still work. Imagine all the teams. DIY, Pretty Deadly, Los Lotharios, and whoever else you want, competing at WrestleMania 41. And in the chaos of the match, Pretty Deadly squeak out a win. I think that would be a fun way to put them over, while keeping everyone else strong. So my prediction is that Pretty Deadly will become the SmackDown Tag Team Champions. And let's be honest, just the thought of them cutting promos with those belts in hand is hilarious. Let them shine, even if it's just for a little while. Moving on to the Women's World Championships. Let's start with the SmackDown Women's title, which is currently held by Tiffany Stratton. I think everything points to Tiffany Stratton versus Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania 41. I thought that anyway, but with the rumors swirling, it feels inevitable. Here's the thing. I do believe Charlotte Flair will eventually defeat Tiffany Stratton for the title, but I don't think it should happen at WrestleMania. There's more value in Charlotte losing at WrestleMania, especially if everyone assumes she's going to win. Imagine Tiffany surprising her and retaining the title on the biggest stage of them all. That's a star-making moment. Then Charlotte can win it back at the next big event like Backlash. So here's my reasoning. These two should trade that title for a while. They're coming at it from such different perspectives, which makes their dynamic really interesting. Charlotte is already established as one of the greatest of all time, while Tiffany is still in the early stages of her career. Charlotte could easily give Tiffany the rub while still solidifying her own heel persona. This feud has the potential to last through 2025, and I think it's something WWE should commit to. Tiffany would benefit immensely from trading wins with Charlotte, and it would cement her as a major player in the women's division. Ultimately, Charlotte should get the overall victory in the feud, but only after Tiffany has proven herself by beating her at least once. That's why I think Charlotte Flair should not win the title at WrestleMania. Let Tiffany retain there, and then have Charlotte take the belt later on. Keeps things fresh, and avoids the predictable Charlotte wins at Mania narrative. Now let's move to the Raw Women's title, which is currently held by Rhea Ripley. This one feels a little bit more straightforward to me. I think Io Sky will win the Elimination Chamber and go on to face Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania 41. Here's where it gets tricky. Should Io Sky actually win the title at WrestleMania? Maybe not. If you're already doing a title change with Charlotte and Tiffany, you might not want to have both women's titles change hands on the same night. However, Io Sky defeating Rhea Ripley would be huge for her career. And I think it's a risk worth taking. Rhea has been booked as a dominant champion, and for good reason. She's one of the most popular stars in WWE right now. But Io Sky is a different kind of star. She's an incredible wrestler with a unique style, and she's proven time and time again that she can steal the show. feud between Io and Rhea could easily span multiple matches, each one better than the last. I think Io Sky could defeat Rhea Ripley, but maybe not at WrestleMania. You could have Rhea win the first match in a highly competitive bout, and build to a rematch with a stipulation, something like the Last Woman Standing match or a steel cage match. That way, Io can win the title in a big dramatic moment that feels earned. This feud has so much potential because both women are so evenly matched. Every time they step into the ring together, it would feel like real jeopardy, like either one of them could win. And that's exactly what you want in a world championship feud. So my official prediction is that Io Sky will eventually defeat Rhea Ripley, but it might not happen at WrestleMania. Now we come to the men's Raw World Championship, which is currently held by Gunther. This one is tricky because I firmly believe CM Punk will walk out of WrestleMania 41 as the Raw World Champion. However, I don't think Punk is going to beat Gunther to do it. Instead, I think it's going to be Roman Reigns versus CM Punk for the Raw World Championship, which means the title will likely have to transition to Roman before WrestleMania. Excuse me. Let's break it down. If we're heading towards Punk versus Roman, my prediction for the next champion effort after Gunther has to be Roman Reigns. I know it sounds like a weird detour, Roman winning the Raw title, but WWE loves a big shocking shakeup around WrestleMania season, and it makes sense from a storyline perspective if Paul Heyman is involved. Heyman has already teased tension with Roman, so perhaps Heyman shifts his allegiance to Punk, creating this huge conflict heading into WrestleMania. I've even fantasy booked this before. The more I think about it, the less unlikely it feels. Roman could win the Raw World Championship, hold it for a couple of months, and then lose it to Punk at WrestleMania. It would feel like a massive moment. Roman dropping a title so soon after winning it, and it would give Punk a short yet meaningful run as champion in 2025. Well, let's go back a step. If Roman takes the title from Gunther, how do we even get there? Well, one possibility is that Roman wins the Elimination Chamber to become the number one contender for the Raw World Championship. You could have Gunther go into the match as an unstoppable force but fall victim to Roman's relentless manipulative tactics. Roman wins the title, sets up the Punk feud, and we're off to the races. Now here's the big twist. Why not let Roman have a short title reign? He's held the Universal title for over 1,300 days, so giving him a 3-month reign with the Raw World Championship would shock people in the best way. It would reset the stakes for every Roman match moving forward because fans would no longer assume he's invincible. Let's be honest, it would just be fun to see Roman have to deal with losing a title for once. So while this is one of the hardest predictions on the list, my answer is Roman Reigns. Roman will likely take the Raw World Championship from Gunther, only to drop it to CM Punk at WrestleMania. I know this is a bold call, but hey, what's the point of doing this if I don't put myself out there? Finally, let's talk about the WWE Championship, which is currently held by Cody Rhodes. This one feels a bit more straightforward. Cody is absolutely keeping the belt through WrestleMania, but the big question is, who takes it from him? If you ask me, the answer is clearly Randy Orton. Now, I don't think Cody and Randy are feuding before WrestleMania. Feels more likely that Cody will face someone else at Mania, maybe John Cena, in a high-stakes match if that happens. Cena probably loses and goes away for a while, leaving Cody to face a brand new challenge post-WrestleMania. Enter Randy Orton. Randy and Cody have so much history together, and their story practically writes itself. Randy was Cody's mentor and legacy, but now Cody has surpassed him as a main eventer and world champion. The seeds for this feud are already there. When it finally happens, it's going to be absolutely brilliant. But here's the key to making this feud work. Randy has to win the title. This story doesn't hit as hard unless Randy cheats, turns heel, and takes the championship away from Cody. Yes, Cody will eventually win it back, but Randy's betrayal has to sting for a while. That's what makes the story so compelling. Think about it. Randy Orton, as a dastardly villainous WWE champion, lording his victory over Cody Rhodes, it gives Cody a new mountain to climb, and it makes Randy look like the ultimate antagonist. This feud could carry WWE through the middle of 2025. much like Cody's feud with Brock Lesnar carried him through the middle of 2023. And don't forget, Randy Orton is still one of WWE's biggest stars. He's earned the right to have one last run with the top title before he hangs it up, whether it's for 3 months, 6 months, or longer. Giving Randy this moment would be a fitting way to celebrate his legendary career. It also puts Cody back in the role he thrives in, the underdog fighting to reclaim what is his. Ultimately, I think Randy Orton takes the WWE title from Cody sometime in mid-2025. Cody will win it back eventually, of course, but for now, Randy is my pick. And there you have it. Those are my predictions for who will take the titles off the current WWE champions. Of course, all of this is just fantasy booking, and WWE could go in a completely different direction. But that's the fun of it, right? Wrestling is all about storytelling, surprises, and big moments. And hopefully some of these ideas spark your imagination. Now, get in the comments and let me know how off I am. Who would you pick to take each title? There are 10 or 11 championships to consider, so give me your full list. Also, please like, share, and subscribe to the video. Hit the notification bell. It helps the channel immensely. And of course, if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/cinemagold. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see you next time.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.